Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
The average person wakes up 300 days a year grumpy. That's not good.
No.
So how do you counteract that? What do you do? Our number is 888-888-9976. Emily's with us. What do you do?
Well, my husband wakes up the opposite. He's raring to go. In fact, by the time I wake up, he's got three things done already.
Yeah.
And one of them is he makes coffee.
Oh.
And he brings me a cup, and we sit outside as many mornings during the year as we can, and we talk about what we're going to do during the day.
That's nice.
That
sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Coffee outside, talking to your husband, hanging out with God. Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Albrecht is with us. What do you do?
Take your Bible, spend some time with the Lord, and pray. You'll see that they will shape up just perfectly.
Start praising God, and things will change.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. You said it.
I like that. You know, the shower can be a good spot for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sing your praise to the Lord.
Come on, everybody.
Amen.
Suds up and sing one more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Suds up and sing?
Yes.
Suds up and sing.
Amen.
Yep.
The Little Laugh Comedy Club is now open. Time for your children to call us at 888-888-9976. And who is this?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Abby.
Abby, that's my daughter's name. That's cool. How old are you, Abby?
Six.
6 years old.
So grown up.
Yes. You're right, Sally. So grown. So much to have achieved so far.
I mean,
you've been in kindergarten already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And where are you calling from?
Florida, Michigan.
Michigan. All right. And you have a joke for us?
Yes.
Tell us your joke.
What's a tree's favorite drink?
Oh, a tree, when it wants to drink, what is its favorite drink? I think water.
Water?
Yeah.
But I bet that's not the answer.
Maybe they want Coke instead. Well, what is it?
Root beer.
Root beer!
Yes!
Of course! And I guess barks would be the best one!
Yes!
Family Life Radio.
Maybe you are prone to having negative thoughts about yourself. That is something that I struggle with. I had an incident this week where somebody said something to me that they said they didn't mean as an insult. I immediately took it as an insult. And it's just, it was one of the situations where something that I think about myself often was verbalized and...
So the insult was kind of like, Misty, something you already thought about yourself?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Echoing what was already there.
What was already there. And so it immediately was like amplified and kind of just took front seat to all of the other stuff I say about myself every day. And so it was just on replay in my head. And I look in the mirror and that's what I was hearing. And I go about my day and that's what was echoing through my head. Like it was just on a constant loop. And I was just really frustrated. And last night I was, you know, like it was so loud. I cannot tell you how loud this was in my head. And all of a sudden I heard, you know, I can't make you play any other record than this. I've given you a whole library of records to play, but I can't make you play any other one than this. And I was like, what are you talking about, Lord? Said, you know, I've given you a library of all these beautiful truths about yourself, and then you find this really awful one and you bring it home, and that's the one you stick on repeat. You know, this lie that Satan is amplifying in your head. All I can do is give you this library. I can't make you play the records, Mr. You're choosing the one that you want to play.
Wow.
So it was this wake-up call, and man, you know, it's true. I have all these resources. I have the truth at my fingertips. But what do I stick on repeat in my head? That one thing that was said that gets lodged in there, and that's all I can focus on.
Mm-hmm. You know, it does remind me in the Bible, it says to take every thought captive, which isn't easy to do.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's like paying closer attention. Well, it's on the record player?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we don't. You're right. It's funny. When those thoughts just enter your mind, it's almost like it's just an automatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a fallback.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you've been sitting waiting for somebody to confirm these things that you're already thinking. And we forget all the kind things that have been said. Mm-hmm. All of the things like you said, Misty, like more importantly, what God says. You're perfectly and wonderfully made for his good service. And wow, I so relate to what you're saying. And that stuck on repeat. It's really, really hard to do. So being intentional about reminding ourselves.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So why not do that? You know what? Think about this. God has got good things to say about you. He's already said them about you. Mm-hmm. There's lots of words in the Bible that he says about you. So when that bad record plays, just do this.
There you go. Yes.
Hey, you want to chime in? Our number is 888-9976. If you've got good news, we'd love to hear your story. Our number is 888-888-9976. So tell us what's going on.
Well, my son has been going through a sad divorce for the past year. We've been helping him out with his two boys, and he's really thriving as a single dad. And we've been watching our youngest grandson pretty much full time for 9 months now.
Okay.
And he has some special needs, and he's a very spirited three-year-old. I've been kind of playing the pity party. Here I am, watching a three-year-old that I can't keep up with, feeling sorry for myself. And last week, I was listening to the radio, and I heard him talking about how the Israelites had everything they needed in the desert and wandered for 40 years, you know, and God blessed them with manna and the dew and everything they needed, yet they still complained. And it hit home. It was like, hello, you have everything you need. Your grandsons are safe. Your son's doing well. God's met your every need. So quit complaining.
That's right.
And I literally, the light came on and went, hello, you're an Israelite.
So did it change your perspective or did your circumstance change?
Well, it changed my perspective. This was last Thursday. And Friday morning, my son sent me a text and he said, look what I just saw online. It was an announcement for a little explorers camp for the summer.
You're like, hallelujah, he's going to camp.
Yeah. Well, before we got too excited, because the three-year-old has some limitations, all the other preschools had said, nope, we can't take him.
Yeah.
My son called them and they said, we don't care. He can start on Monday.
Wow. Great news. So what is your good news? There's got to be something going on. Hey, your story can inspire others. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, hello.
This is Sonia.
Sonia, where are you calling from?
New Mexico.
Hey, all right, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment. We go through these hardships, and most of the time it weighs on our heart before we go to bed. And I think what happens is when we wake up in the morning, it's still on our mind because it wasn't resolved, you know, and I would love to turn that into something positive.
Mm.
And I think if we think about Jesus before we go to bed and we have a point of reason when we wake up, that's the first thing we think about because we went to sleep thinking about it. If we do this more often, we're able to tap into that subconscious when we wake up. That's the first thing we want to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Love that.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't want to fall asleep with God?
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
I like that. I wonder if that would really work if you fell asleep thinking about Jesus. Would you wake up thinking about him?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I love that idea.
I typically wake up thinking about what I fell asleep. Like if just for example, if I go to sleep watching too many videos, I wake up with those videos playing in my head. Like, TikTok sounds. Like, yeah. I'll wake up thinking about one. And I'm like, okay, let's do something else. Focus on something else for a while.
That's, it makes sense. Now, I'm the type of person, literally, I'll go to bed and it's like I have amnesia when I wake up. It's almost, where am I? Who am I? What, I mean, I don't think, I, don't, wow. I think I'd have to do it a lot, and then it would become part of my self, you know, subconscious, maybe. I
find myself falling asleep a lot going, Lord, forgive me for,
yeah.
Oh, I have a bad habit of just rehearsing.
All the stuff. Yeah.
And so then I do find myself dreaming about it, but really in funny ways that involve like people I can't see their faces. And
right.
it's like, oh dear. But yeah, so I do believe that can happen.
Yeah, sure.
Switch up your focus a little bit as you're falling
right.
asleep.
Yeah. I think it would help. Now, I don't think you can learn Spanish in your sleep. Some people tried that, you know.
Oh, funny.
Listening to some, you know.
Maybe that would help me.
That's right. What part of no don't you understand?
Cankle Fritz.
It's Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We found this list of mom's favorite sayings.
Oh, okay.
I don't care who started it.
Yes.
Your face is going to freeze like that.
That's my mother's. Yes, I heard
crossed
that.
Crossed eyes is yeah. what your eyes yeah. are going to stick like that. Yeah.
Or a frown on my face.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Beds are made for sleeping, not jumping. I don't know is not an answer.
That's what my husband says to me now when we're trying to figure out what to eat.
There you go.
That's
because I said so, and that's why.
Oh, and that's good enough.
And then this is my mother's.
Oh, okay.
Shirley Cankle Fritz. Yes. Mom, if you're listening, I love you. Let's make the best of the situation.
Oh, that's actually that's, very sweet.
Yeah,
you know, because I'm whining and complaining about something
yes.
I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yes.
make the best of the situation, whatever
oh.
that is. I actually feel like I've taken that through my life.
Yep.
When setbacks happen, I have tried to, there's this little voice, all right, make the best of this.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going
to
do?
You do handle things very well that way. I have
yes.
to say, thank you, Shirley Cankle Fritz.
All right, Mom, what do you say? Give us a call, 888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Give us a call right now at 888-9976. Sharon is with us. You said you wanted to spread some joy. Why don't you hop on that piece of heavy equipment over there and spread joy?
I want to tell you how good God works. I came to Arizona in June from Texas. We made a big move, uprooted my family for a job that I was really hopeful for and grateful for, prayed about it. And the job did not turn out. They closed down the doors the day after I got here.
Oh no.
Yes, but this is how God works. The very next day, I was, you know, pity me. I'm feeling bad. I don't have a job now. And I got a call for a position. I'm a substance use therapist. And the very next day, I got a call for a position for an IOP that was needing a therapist and started that very next day.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is awesome.
Yes. So just when I thought, put my worries away and leave it to God, and it happened like that.
Now, what is an IOP?
Intensive outpatient. So we treat outpatient substance use programs.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that is, wow, what a bait and switch. And that sounds like you've got a fantastic job, though.
I do. I love my job. I love the people that I work with, the clients that I'm working with. It was where I was supposed to be. Like, I prayed before I left Texas. I prayed hard about it. It was a big move for my family. And, you know, I felt like God needed me to be here. He wanted me to be here. So I followed him. I trusted in him. And it was kind of like the story of Abraham. And Isaac, it was like, you know what? I got something for you. I want you to do it. I'm going to see if you're going to do it. And then you do it. And he was like, oh, no, that's not what I had for you. I got something much bigger.
Berna is with us. Good morning.
Well, this morning you're talking about sayings that our parents said that stuck with us.
Yeah.
When I was little, I was tiny, and my mom used to say, you better start eating more, or you're going to dry up and blow away.
That could terrify a child.
No kidding.
I know. I used to imagine a strong wind coming by.
No.
If I had an umbrella, I'd be lost.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was little. Yeah.
That's funny.
So was that motivating?
Oh, really.
See, that's the funny thing.
I still ate what I was going to eat.
We think we're making so much sense as parents, and our kids are looking at us like,
huh? What? I'm going to try it and blow away.
Exactly.
Man.
She had a lot of good wisdom, though, I have to admit, besides that.
That's good.
She went out and bought an anchor. Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the show, just go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.